Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
I welcome you to the Thursday, March 5th radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Brother Ricky Cawthorn along with you. It is such a great joy to be here on the radio again today and be with you in this first week of March. Well, we are talking about our Reaching America with the Gospel Project. We're asking 1,000 people across America if you would donate $10 a month to our ministry, or a love gift of $120 for the entire year. Our mailing address, if you're going to do that, make your check to GBI. And then on the memo line of the check, if you just want to put Reaching America, it'd be fine with me. And you mail that to GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. You can also give on the card if you want to call our office, 336-356-1560, and they can set that up. They can even set it up where it comes out monthly. We have some that do that. Also, another way you can give is going to go to gbiradio.org, and you can give online. Now, I'm going to say something again today, because I've been announcing this for about 6 weeks, 5 weeks anyway. I'm not on the radio for your money. I want you to understand that to me. Money does not mean anything to me. I try never to let it mean anything to me. Money, you have to have it to live. God, I'm neither poor nor rich. God has fed me. God has clothed me. I've never had not had a place to sleep. I've never not had a meal to eat. We got down in 1975, all we had was tomato soup, but I thank God for the tomato soup. Amen. God took care of us, and God's been good to me. Now, I'm not a rich man. I don't drive around in $100,000 vehicle and all this stuff, but I want you to understand something. God's been good, but I've never made it my goal in life to seek money. I made it my goal in life to seek God, and I want to see what God will do, even in this wicked, evil day in America. I want to see what God will do. And I'm working on another project. Now, this is one of two projects, Lord willing, I'm going to announce this year. And I'm working on another project. And you pray about it. When it gets ready and gets time, we'll announce it. But I want you to help us. I really need your help this year to fulfill these 1,000 people that we need to give a $10 a month gift. Now, some of you may knock that. Some of you may look down on me. But others will say, I see what you're doing. You're trying to get the Word of God out. And I don't think any good fundamental Bible-preaching Christian would fault me for trying to advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bless the message today. Bless the broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go back to our message on courage. Take us to the war. And the lords of Philistine said, that fella can't go with us because he's going to turn against. And David would have turned against him. He said he'll turn against us in battle. And he sent David back. Well, David goes back to Ziklag, and when he gets there, he finds the city burned with fire. He finds his wives gone. The other men find their children, their sons, their daughters, their wives gone. And the Bible said they lift up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. By the way, somebody said, well, if a man cries, that's a sign of weakness. Well, sir, can I respectfully say you don't know your Bible? There's nothing wrong with crying. I saw my daddy cry. Now, my daddy is a little prideful, but I've seen my daddy cry. Let me tell you something, brother. I've cried some tears myself. I remember a situation happened to me and my wife, and I mean, we spent about a whole day crying. When I'd cry, she'd tell me to be quiet, and we'd get settled down, and she'd start crying, and I'd tell her, we just cried the whole day. And we had something pretty bad happen, and it just got us both discouraged. But you know what? God delivered us and helped us, and amen. Let me say something about that, brother. Amen. They went, and God sees the tears. Maybe you've cried over that lost boy or that lost girl. God sees those tears. Matter of fact, the Bible's talked about God putting your tears in a bottle. Maybe you've cried, young lady. Maybe that young man, you know, he's going to marry you or something. He broke it off with you or something. You know, there's a lot of young people suffer over things like that. Young lady, the answer is not no gun to kill yourself with. A lot of young people kill themselves. You know, they break up with somebody and they just kill. Don't do that, young people. Listen to me. God's got somebody better in mind for you. Young man, God's got somebody better in mind. Young lady, God's got somebody better in mind. Go on down the road. Trust God. Don't you let all that the devil wants to discourage you. Why, some pastor, you're listening to me right now, and the devil's put it in your mind to leave. You better go before God. And here's what, let me read on verse number 5. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelitess. Verse number 6, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David, notice the key, encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Now here's the deal. Why, not only did they weep, they had no power to weep. Now the men's turned on David, they're going to stone him. What'd David do? It wasn't a time to use philosophy. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David remembered the time he had come to Achish before and how God had delivered him. David remembered, no doubt, Goliath and how God had delivered him. David probably remembered the times that he had fled from the javelin of Saul while he tried to smite David to the wall, and he delivered him. No doubt David remembered the caves that he was in and how God delivered him. And let me say this to you, friend. God is a God of deliverance. God is a God of salvation. God will take care of those problems in your church. God will take care of those problems in your life. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But God will take care of them. How do you reckon Job felt? Lost everything he had. His wife came. By the way, I wouldn't criticize her too much. She said, curse God and die, but old Job didn't do it. The Bible said, by the way, here's Joshua now. Go back to Joshua for a minute. Three times God used the word courage or courageous. Let me say this. Joshua's going to a place where the children of Israel have never been before. Pastor, if you're going to lead that church where it's never been before, you're going to have some courage. Why, young man, if you're going to lead that Sunday school class in a place it's never been before, you're going to have some courage. Why, song leader, if you're going to lead that choir to sing like it's never sung before, you're going to have some courage. Amen. Why, people discourage you. They'll talk about you. They'll post things about you. Forget all that mess. Close your eyes to it. Amen. Don't fight battles. Don't fight battles. Whatever you do, just don't fight battles unless it's in the spirit. Amen. Don't fight earthly battles. Let God fight the battle spiritually. Now, here they are. Oh, David. Now, you know what? David goes after them. And in verse number 19, the Bible says, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, whether sons or daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Why did David recover all? Because he had courage. I'm telling you, the only way to conquer the devil is to have courage in God. Amen. Why, friend, quitters are a dime a dozen. Remember old Demas? Old Demas over there, he left Paul. I don't know why he left him. Paul in a Roman prison. Paul's going to soon die. And Demas forsook him. Why, Demas was a quitter. Now, I believe Demas is saved. I believe Demas is in heaven. But Demas was a quitter. I don't want to be a quitter, do you? I think about all the young people that come and want me to sign their Bible. And I sure wouldn't want them to have to look at Mama one day, and Mama said, here, son, let's mark that fella's name out because Catherine quit the ministry. Yeah, Catherine was a quitter. He got tangled up in worldliness, or he got tangled up in this or that, or he's compromised. He's went off the deep end. No, I don't ever want that said about me. I want to go for God. I'm not a quitter. I bought me, about 4 or 5 years ago, it was right after COVID, I bought me a garden tiller. And I bought one of the biggest ones you can get. Now, I'm at the time I'm preaching, I probably weigh 160 to 165 pounds. I'm not very strong. And I'm not used to hard labor. I'll be honest with you, not used to it. And I had that garden tiller. I'd run one in my youth. And I thought I can handle that thing. And I took that down to my garden, and it wallered me all over that garden. I couldn't hang on to that thing. And I tell you what's truth. I got it up there at the house. And I mean, a grown man, I'm standing there crying. I'm standing there crying. Now, you know, I was born blind, and I've had a lot of opposition in my eyes and things of that nature. I've never quit anything. As far as I have quit things, but I mean things, if I set my head to it, I didn't quit. And I've made some messes. I did quit the church when I shouldn't have that time. And I've quit some things. But what I'm saying is a lot of things I had to forge on in life. And I got to thinking about that thing. And the gas tank was a little hard to get to. And I said, Christy, fill that thing up full of gas. I said, I'm going to learn to run me a garden. I mean, if you'd come by, I'd sold it to you. You know what I did? I filled that thing full of gas, and I went there. I learned how to use a garden tiller. And brother, then a year goes by, I don't use it. Let me tell you something, friend. We can't quit. We can't quit just because. Now you say, preacher, it's hard. Let me say this. We need to get over the idea of convenient Christianity. It's sweeping our churches. It's killing our churches. Now listen. We don't have convenient ball playing for the grandkids. Oh, I just stuck the fork in the pot, didn't I? I mean, listen, friend, you're going to go to that ball game no matter what. While you go over there half dead, if you're sick and blowing your nose and your liver hurts and your ears hurt and your nose hurts and your pancreas hurts and your legs hurt and your heart hurt. I mean, everything, you go. But listen, when it comes down to church time, you blow your nose one time, you say, well, I'm sick, better not give it nobody today. Now, wait a minute, I don't think you ought to come sick. But I don't think you ought to just stay home, be staying home. Amen. What I'm saying to you is this. Amen. I'll get back on courage for a minute here. Courage. Amen. Joshua was a man. God said, Joshua, you're going to go where you've never been before, in other words. You're going to conquer this land. You're going to have some courage. So I'm giving you some examples. Old David was a man. Chris, let me give you another one. Let me give you the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You ought to read the book of Daniel. What a great book. I mean, what a great book. All the book of Daniel's a great book. But you know, in Daniel, you find some brave men, don't you? And we pick up the story in Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king. By the way, this is just after now that Daniel has revealed to him in chapter 2 the dream. And he said, thou art a king of kings. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar was a choice king of God. He was the gold in that statue that he saw in his dream. So what did Nebuchadnezzar go and do in chapter 3? Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, verse number 1, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. The Bible said he set it up in the plains of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now, the image was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. This image was a type of the Antichrist. That's what it was. It was a false deity. Now, he sets this thing up, and he wants people to worship this 90-foot tall god made out of gold. And I don't know. The image could have been of him. I don't know. He set up an image. It could have been of him. And it was 9 feet wide. Well, there was some... And by the way, let me just give you this verse, Daniel 2:48. This is after Daniel had interpreted the dream for him. Let me just read Daniel 2:48. The Bible said, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. The Bible says, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. But verse 49, then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now, I've often wondered why Daniel wasn't here in chapter 3. Maybe he was on some other business, because this was the rulers of Babylon. This was the rulers of the provinces that the king gathered together. So Daniel could have been on another errand or something. I don't know, and I don't want to say much where the Bible don't say. But Daniel is the one that got Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego promoted. He's the one got them promoted to this. Now here's these three men, and they're right in the line of fire. They're over the province of Babylon. Well, this king decides to go crazy and have an image set up, the type of the Antichrist. Now, these men were Jews. These men knew the Bible, and these men were worshipers of God. Now, I want you to... Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Thursday, March the 5th. It's been a great joy to be on radio today. I hope you'll pray for us. If you want the message, it's free of charge this week. We can send it to you on CD recording. And I'm talking about the entire message, not the radio talking here, but the entire message, 50-some minutes long, on courage. All right, we'll give you the mailing address at the end of the radio broadcast. We can also email you the message, comments@gbiradio.org. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for the Friday broadcast. Goodbye. God be with you now is my prayer.
Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.